John Spank with the Dakesha on Donna Denmark, DonnaDenmark, date of birth is 3/6/57, date of business 1/22/13, subjective. Today Donna presents for a follow-up after being seen on January 3rd for dehydration, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, questionable secondary increased dose of metformin period. She indeed had lactic acid doses at that time and is now off the metformin altogether and feeling much better, period. She is currently on Lantuspen 20 units a day and on Tradjenta 5 milligram one type of POQAM, but her insurance will have her switch to Onglyza soon, period. There's been no chest pain or shortness of breath, period. She is on a diet consisting of low carbs and doing grapefruit supplements. Period. She is getting some itching occasionally, maybe from the Lantus, but hopefully this will improve with time. There's been no rash, period. She has a history of CAD, status post-stent of the ostium of the right coronary artery in 2001, common history of hypothyroidism, for which we recently decreased her dose of levothyroxine, comma, history of hypertension, GERD, etc., period. Standard review of such charts, standard review of systems, objective of very pleasant 55-year-old white female looking much better on no other parent since this time period. Vitals 127/67/66, regular 18 per minute, 98.3, 5 foot 5.5 inches, 230.2 pounds, BMI 37.7. Lungs normal, heart normal, abdomen obese, stresses, obese with anterior abdominal wall hernia, noted period. No tenderness, no other masses, organomegaly, skin warm, dry, good skin, trigger extremities, positive pupil pulses, no edema, positive stasis, dermatitis in both lower extremities. Assessment plan number one, lactic acidosis improved with coming off metformin and IV hydration therapy, period. Next, I'm her type 2 diabetes mellitus insulin requirement. She'll continue Lantus at 20 units a day. She'll eventually switch over to Onglyza, 5 milligram, 1 tablet POQAM per insurance's recommendations. Next, she'll have cardiovascular problems, stable, continue current medications. Next time we'll see her again in 3 months, at which time she'll come in fasting, while she'll get a hemoglobin A1C, FLP, et cetera, at that time period. She'll call us if she's still having itching in the next 6 weeks. That's the case on this patient. Thank you.